Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and from our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our message this morning is Psalm 98. And in particular, I'd like to focus on verses 1 and 4. And I share with you a literal translation from the Hebrew at this time. In verse 1, sing to Yahweh a new song, for he has done incomprehensible things. And in verse 4, shout for joy to Yahweh, all the earth. Break forth and sing with joy and make music. This is our text. Now, the original, I know you aren't here for a Hebrew lesson, but the original Hebrew grammar of these verses are imperatives. That is, commands from God. Sing to Yahweh. Shout for joy to Yahweh. Break forth. Sing. Make music. Commands directly from God in His Word. But I can already hear it loud and clear. Nobody, Pastor, I mean nobody, had better tell me to rejoice. Some of us just don't want to have fun and make merry at this Christmas season that starts today on the first day of Christmas. Now, I know that this truth comes as a surprise, as a major shock to the holly jolly system of the rest of you, but you can't change it. It's just a fact of life that there are some people who simply relate more to the Grinch and Ebenezer Scrooge than they do to Tiny Tim and Cindy Lou Who. And every now and then, if you catch one of them in just the right mood at the wrong time, and today we have two of us here in the room, you might even hear a pastor or two say, "Bah, humbug." But all of us know the Bible passages like this one here in Psalm 98, what God expects and truthfully what God desires to hear and see from His people, that Jesus is our deep down to the soul Christmas joy. But just because we know what God wants and expects and desires from us doesn't mean that's what He's always going to see, right? Let's be honest. Christmas is hard work. It takes planning and shopping and decorating and more. And for introverts, all of that makes this the most tiring, draining, and demanding time of the year. Oh, and having to put on a happy face and pretend to be glad when you've been re-gifted as a serious present the same white elephant that you tried to dump last year. Or thanking Aunt Gertie for the fudge that your doctors say you can't even look at or walk past without spiking your blood sugar and putting you at risk of a diabetic attack. These are the kinds of things that make Christmas a season that many of us can't wait to go away. Now, folks, there's no need for us to take all of that Christmas crankiness too seriously, because, after all, everyone likes and, in a kind of warped way, needs a good Christmas rant now and then. Just to blow off steam, right? But rejoicing at Christmas time every year, it's just difficult for some people. It's hard to be happy when you're not. And when someone tries to force the issue by saying things like, "Come on, smile, it's Christmas time," that only makes it worse. Piling on the guilt. If you've ever dealt with depression, or anxiety, or the loss of a loved one at Christmas time. Understand, folks, it is genuinely hard to rejoice when everyone around you seems so perfectly happy. And if you are one of these people, it is important for you to understand the other side as well. Your family and friends, they really are trying to help. They truly want you to be happy because they love and they care about you. I mean, you can't really blame them for wanting you to experience the joys of Christmas cheer and goodwill. So, let's explore this reality that we face for just a bit. First things first, is there any legitimate reason for us to be happy today? Yes. Absolutely yes. See, you couldn't even keep it inside. You had to say it, which is good. As Christians, we know that Jesus is our Christmas joy. Say that, repeat that. Jesus is our Christmas joy. And yet, for some believers, maybe I forced one of you here, for some believers, that still seems to be just a little bit too cliche. So what is there in Christ's coming at Christmas time that we can grab onto and find as a real reason to rejoice? With all the hardship in this earthly life, both the things that might have made this an especially difficult year, plus the likely scenario that the coming year has a very good chance of struggles ahead, we are all, I'm sure, in need of some positive human contact, connection, and an honest reason to rejoice. So let's get real. Jesus' coming as a human baby in the manger, it is the exact opposite of cliche. That's right. Turn off your grinchy heart and show Scrooge out the door. Though the marketing and the retail gurus, as well as many within higher academia and a large majority of our culture today, have tried to do so with Christmas, there is nothing fake, nothing false or plastic about rejoicing in Jesus' birth. Fake happiness and plastic smiles, right along with the human inventions of Santa and reindeer and mistletoe and unreasonable gift expectations and more. When you get right down to it, have no real place in this celebration of Christ's birth. Instead, the words of Psalm 98, these are truly what Christmas is all about. Verse 1, sing to Yahweh a new song, for he has done incomprehensible things. His right hand and his holy arm have saved for him. The word that I just translated there as incomprehensible things, it's only one word in the Hebrew, is pala. It most often refers to acts performed by God, designating either cosmic wonders or historical achievements on behalf of his people. That is, things that are unusual, things humans cannot do. So, when we humans become aware of these things, we are then moved to astonishment. Because these acts of God are especially abnormal in character to us, they are impossible for us to fully explain, fully comprehend. And yet, we believe them to be absolutely real because they have been done by God. These truly are miracles that then drive home the depth of God's care for the souls that he created and the desires to be saved. So as we consider what God has done in the earthly birth of his Son, the incomprehensible wonder of it all fits perfectly with the way that this psalm describes God's actions. Verse 2, Yahweh has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. Think, for example, of the angels appearing to the shepherds, declaring the birth of Jesus and singing out the Gloria in excelsis. And consider the fact that Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians that Christ is the very righteousness of God in human flesh. That's incomprehensible in itself. But yes, in Jesus, in his birth for sure, but also in his ministry with all of his miracles, and even more in his suffering, death, and resurrection to pay for and take away the sins of the world, the end of verse 3 is proven to be especially true. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Our God really has done something incomprehensible. Marvelous beyond words. The creator of the entire universe, who is everywhere at all times and who fills all things, has limited and humbled himself to become a human being, to work salvation for all souls of all time. And that means his gift of salvation from sin is for me. It means his gift of salvation from sin is for you. The ends of the earth have seen his saving work. Not one corner of this creation is beyond the reach of what God can, will, has, and does redeem by the shed blood and the victorious resurrection of Jesus. So if you are feeling like Scrooge or the Grinch, or if you're just plain hurting, lost or sick, addicted or ashamed, then make this the Christmas that you come closer and look into the manger of Bethlehem one more time. And see there, in the hay, dear friends, the tiny hands of God that were pierced and now bear the scars of his saving work for you. Gaze upon the infant feet and the tiny rib cage that were also pierced because he loved you before himself. It is a marvel indeed. No wonder people ask, how could God do such a thing? But you see, that's the point. When you look at the baby lying in Mary's arms, you are looking into a mystery that is beyond what our human words and minds can ever understand or tell. The countless words of men and the astonishing songs of angel choirs cannot do any of it justice. The very love of God is born there in a stall. The hope that all of mankind aches for is restored. God, yes, God lies in the manger bed, giving you his very self. There is no love greater, no mystery deeper than Jesus Christ born for you this day. So what now? With this mystery of love and grace presented to you, even to the one or two of you grinchy old Scrooges, there really is only one proper response, isn't there? Rejoice! Sing to Yahweh a new song. There's nothing fake, phony, or false about it. but instead genuine, honest, deep, and real rejoicing. Joy deep down in your bones because God loves you so much that He left His throne in heaven and took on human flesh to live with you, to die for you, and to rise again so that you will one day rise from death as well. All that is true in God's word about Christmas, it is for you. Yes, your joy and mine now is so deep, so real, that verses 7 and 8 tell us that even the very elements of earth are responding with praise and worship. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, let the hills sing for joy together. And why not? As our gospel reading in John 1:14 declares as the good news, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, you don't have to pretend to be happy today. There's no need for fake tinsel or artificial good cheer, because yours and mine is a real joy. The joy that surpasses all of our understanding. Joy because the prophet, the priest, and the king is born. The promised Messiah has come, and His love is here now for you. Jesus is our Christmas joy. Say it. Jesus is our Christmas joy. The last thing we want to do is force the music. And now we have no desire to do so, right? Right?
Right.
Did I just force you to say that? Verses 4 and 6. Shout for joy to Yahweh, all the earth. Break forth and sing with joy and make music. Sing praises to Yahweh with the lyre and with the lyre and the sound of melody, with the trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King Yahweh. Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
Amen.
Dear Christians, let the joy out today and forever. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds and keep you in our Lord Jesus today and forever. Amen.